Dirtshed viewers, you may know us from the GMBN Tech Show, but Martin's off sick today, so we've broken in to talk about tech.
Yeah, it's a tech takeover of the Dirtshed Show, and we've seen a new wireless dropper post, which is very exciting, and it's got us thinking about wireless tech in general.
Yeah, another wireless dropper, and there's some wireless shoes potentially coming, which is weird. Where is it all going to go?
Do we need it all? Let's find out.
And welcome to the Dirtshed Show with Owen
and Anna.
And what are we talking about?
Well, we've got a tech takeover. If you haven't noticed, we're not Martin. Martin's away, so we broke in and we're doing a tech takeover. So it's all about tech, mostly. Well, we see lots of new products, but we saw another wireless dropper post and it really got us thinking about where wireless can go. When's it going to end?
Yeah, so Fox have just released a new wireless transfer Neo. Maybe they're big Matrix fans, maybe
could
it's the
be,
one.
Yeah.
But it is their first wireless dropper, but it's not the first. We've seen RockShox with their Axis dropper, and we've also seen Magura with their Veyron.
Yes, Veyron.
Magura have one too.
Yeah.
And it's just, well, what's next? Because it seems like every man and his dog in the cycling industry is releasing something that is wireless.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think wireless has come on from, well, I feel like the Magura post might have been one of the first. But we've got whole group sets.
Yeah.
Blake's got his brakes.
Of course.
And I think it's quite easy for people to think, oh, well, it's just extra things that I don't necessarily need. What are the advantages? Because we've had cables for about 100 years, probably, on bikes, on mountain bikes, obviously about 50 years, because we've only had mountain bikes for around 50 years. So what are the advantages? For me as a mechanic, they're much easier to fit. You can update them, which you can't really do with cable systems, apart from go, oh, I'll put new outers.
You can tune them a little bit.
You can, yeah. you can tune it to be a bit faster up and a bit faster down. But with the app, you've got, yeah, a lot of faffing and a lot of technology to play with. It gets rid of ghost shifts, it gets rid of horrible cable routing. So yeah, I'm all for them. I'm really excited about where wireless will go next.
Well, there's definitely positives. Yes, I think one of the big downsides now is the cost, because everything is, about 3 times more expensive when it's wireless compared to when it's mechanical. So that's obviously going to put people off. You know, there's more batteries or more charging to be required.
So it's all right, you just plug it in.
Yeah. But what about serviceability? Surely,
well,
if your motor goes, you're done for. You're not just taking a cable out and replacing it.
But I don't think anyone's doing that in the field. No one's taking a cable out and fixing your bike these days.
What?
I think we've changed. Maybe in the backcountry, but all these systems are really robust. They are really reliable. I'd love to be the kind of the grumpy mechanic, the sort of the grimy handshake person who's like, yeah, no, this modern tech, it's rubbish. But a lot of it's really good.
I'm on the fence at the moment. Okay, so recently the roadies have been talking about wireless hacking and how there might actually be people who can hack into your wireless gears and mess up the race results during the Tour de France, for example. Are we going to have that with droppers? Are we going to start hacking our mates and trying to ruin their race runs
or
on an enduro?
I'm saying we've gotten rid of ghost shifting with cables, but maybe
no,
your mate can hack your system. No, I'm very confident that both Shimano and SRAM have got like lots of protocols, ghost protocols, to stop that being a mission, an impossible mission, if you like.
A mission impossible. Speaking of films, here is some Back to the Future tech for you, and that is Shimano have submitted a patent which is looking at wireless shoes, or more specifically, wireless cleats. And these are something you can micro-adjust, but they're there to actually automatically change according to whether you are climbing or whether you are descending. So sensors will connect up to the cleat wirelessly and be recording power data from your power cranks, and it will know whether you are climbing or whether you are descending, and it will move into the correct position for that. What are we saying about that? I mean, that is future tech right there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I guess that sort of snowballs what we started with, is where is this wireless tech going to end? Like, are we going to see hover wheels that don't have, they just got magnets instead of spokes, so we're truly wireless? Let us know in the comments below. We love to get your insights on wireless tech. I think the future is wireless.
Yeah, is it the future? Do you want more? Are you going to hack your mates? Let us know in the comments below.
What's up, everyone? One of the highlights of the MTB events calendar, Red Bull Rampage, is set for its 18th edition on the 10th to the 12th of October this year. A women's category is being included in the event for the first time and has confirmed its lineup. Invited athletes are Cami Nogueira, who was the first over the road gap at Hardline, Casey Brown, definitely a pioneer of women's freeride, and I believe the first to compete at Proving Grounds against the men, Hannah Bergerman, gnarly rock roll and hardline specialist, Jess Blewett, the racer who loves to go big, Robin Gooms, winner of the first women's slope start at Crankworks, Via Verbeek, frequent Crankworks whip-off world champ, Vero Sandler, who's been sending Darkfest-sized jumps for breakfast, and Vinnie Armstrong, another sideways whip-off legend. It's a stacked lineup for the first event, and I can't wait to see how they get on in the desert. This weekend saw the first ever British Cycling-endorsed UK National Enduro Champs at A Forest in Scotland. Corey Watson and Hattie Harnden taking the win and claiming that first set of National Champs stripes to wear with pride on their jersey for the year. Troy Lee Designs have released new colours for autumn. The D4 Carbon, A3 Stage and Flow line have an updated palette. The Quake has made its return to Marin's lineup. Matt Jones, Mark Matthews and more have been seen on the prototype for a long time now, so the bike was good to assume that Quake name. 180mm rear wheel travel, flip chips to adjust BB height and chainstay length, plenty of frame protection, a slick purple two-way fade and a bomb-proof SRAM build kit could be yours for £4,599 sterling. Last but not least, Fox have a hugey. It's what the guys have been talking about in the show. The wireless transfer Neo seat post with instantaneous signal reading, 100 times faster than Bluetooth, external battery, ergonomic lever design, 30 to 40 hours battery life, 100 to 200 drop across the range of 30.9 and 31.6 posts, 125 to 200mm drop on the 34.9s. The system goes to sleep after 5 minutes of inactivity and will wake up with shaking of the bike, so you're not burning battery unnecessarily. $859 price tag on that one. Okay, that's all for me this week. Back to the guys in the show.
Cheers for that, Tom. And do we have a shop shout-out this week?
We sure do. We've got the Essential Mountain Bike Maintenance book, which is available now. It's exceptionally good, and I'm not just saying that because I'm in it. Anna's in it too. There's loads of tech, there's loads of teardowns, there's even links inside to all the videos. So it's really, really handy to have. And it's packed with stuff, so not selling it to you now, but go and buy it now. Hacks and bulges, hacks and bulges, hacks and bulges.
It's a different song every week, I swear. Okay. Anyway, we do have some hacks and bodges for you. My first is from AJ375, who's submitted this hack. Or is it hack or a budge? Do we vote? Is that what's happening?
We do, exactly, yes.
Okay, while I was retightening my gear strap, the plastic loop on the strap feeds through, it broke. With a couple of zip ties, I made a new loop and then cut the zip ties using a pocket knife, so he's fixed it up. I think that's a hack bodge.
You know, you've got
bodge hack.
It's one or the other. Hack, yeah, or bodge.
That, I don't know. That's
okay.
That's
we
a
can
cool
come
hack.
Back. It's good. Cool. We've got another. So this one is a great one. This is from Peter, and essentially he went to a bike park and with his son and forgot to take brakes, spare brake pads. And they had no MT5, so that's a Magura brake. It's got, you can have it as kind of two pads, or you can have it as four. He's got the four setup, so four individual pads for four individual pistons. But they did some kind of clever maths, backcountry maths. Yeah. Yeah, they had to measure it. It's not just like they wedged it in, but they cut the Shimano pads to fit Magura. I'd say I don't recommend doing this, but hey, it's in there. There's a retaining bolt in there. I'm not sure the performance is as good as the original Magura ones, but hey, it worked.
I wouldn't run that too long if I were you.
Oh, but, no, but it's still fun.
That's for sure a bodge. I'm saying that's a bodge.
Right, there we go.
There you go.
Okay, well, that is the end of Hacks and Bodges. Please do send in your Hacks and Bodges. We love seeing them and judging them for you.
So, Uploader is in the description below. Last week we were talking about curved or sort of drop bars coming back to mountain biking, and that made for some good chat from you guys in the comments below. So what have we got?
There was lots. Essentially, it was all about Leadville 100. So the ginger. If Leadville started now, it would be billed as a hardcore gravel race. Gravel bikes are 90s mountain bikes, and Leadville is 90s mountain bike race. There you go. Oh. I don't agree with that. I think it's still a mountain bike race because we're a broad church.
It's quite 90s-y though. I see his point. Squirrel Ride says, tons of respect for Leadville. Yeah, for sure. It's super hard. But the drop bar thing says more about the race than it does about mountain bike trends in general.
Ooh.
Yeah, we don't see many drop bar mountain bikes for any other race, do we? Maybe the Tour Divide. That's got similar vibes as well.
Well, apart from it's massively much longer and,
yes, that's
and bike
true,
packing.
Yeah.
But no, similar vibe of going up and down a mountain, which is quite fun. Gallen Keeler, sorry for mispronouncing your name. Johnny T, this in reference to the legend that is John Tomac. He was winning DH races on drop bars 30 years ago.
I mean, we use the term downhill in the loosest of terms, surely.
Well, I mean, what's interesting with Tomac is that he was running races on hardtails with drop bars, but he then won in Chateau in, 97 or something like that. He got silver at Worlds behind Nico, so he's got a fair time span of being a very, very fast racer, so he can run what he wants.
Yeah, maybe let us know if you would run drop bars in the comments below. Caption contest time. Last week it was you doing that.
Yeah.
Basically.
I didn't know that.
Debbie NHWA says, Owen's new one-man West End show, The Blair Witch Project. I guess that's because you're in the woods being all like, a little bit weirded out.
That'd be fine, yeah. Brian says, hey guys, my mum said I can come and play for 5 minutes, but only if I wore, I guess, wear my helmet. I think that's really good, actually.
Yeah,
and safety first, kids. Helmets are really important, because otherwise you could get concussions.
He even sounded like you. Fedra Robinson says, Owen placed higher in the Olympic breakdance in the ray gun. You would as well. I reckon you would.
I don't think so. Not with my back at the moment, nor the broken finger. But we'll skip over those minor things that hold.
Who's going to win it then?
Back in middle-aged. I don't think I can.
You can judge because it's you. Which voice is more you?
Then we'll go with Brian. There is a stunt mug. These are always quite loud, and I might hit the cameraman. So I apologise in advance.
Oh, it's such a loud noise. You have no idea.
Thank you.
So coming up this week for the caption contest is this. Let us know your caption contests down in the comments below. All right, coming up on the GMBN channel this week, what we got?
We've got free ride is the future.
Question mark? I'm sure that's a Blake. Is that a Blake video? Probably.
We've
also got the biggest flops in MTB tech. That's not us talking about it.
No. Maybe wireless is already in there. Interesting. And finally, can we get a bike nerd down a gnarly downhill track?
Who is this bike nerd?
I don't know. And
can we? I guess I'll have to watch
on Sunday
to find out.
Excellent viewing. Don't watch it, Mum. Okay, it is bike vault time. Possibly the most exciting part. Of the week.
We get a bell, that's exciting.
Yeah, no, it's really good, isn't it? Very ergonomic handle too, really high performance.
Ergonomic.
Okay, so these are the bikes that you've been sending us. Please send us more. We love talking about them. We love seeing them. Depending on who you get in the dirt shed, some people, Rich, are quite judgy. Other people, less judgy. Me. What have we got?
We've got one from Extreme Outdoor Adventures, who sent in a Merida 12600. I mean, I'm not going to be judgy on the fact that its pedals aren't level.
That's judgy in itself.
That's way too judgy for my liking. I think it's a good bike. It's a nice bike. It's nice.
Okay, so nice or super
it's
nice?
It's nice.
Nice, right. Nice. Okay, right. Fishtail N50H. Ooh, wow. This is stonking.
Hello.
Okay, we have got a wonderful 1995/1996 Stump Jumper M2FS. That's FS for front suspension.
It's a cool looking gravel bike, isn't it?
It's a mountain bike. It's a proper mountain bike. That's great, that is. We've even got
Onza
bar ends on there. He's rebuilt the fork thanks to SRP. It's going to have new internals, new cartridge in there.
Does that make it nice or super nice?
Super nice! Oh, okay. Even with a broken finger. That's great!
Fair enough. Ivan McLean, who has sent us in a Yeti Law Will. No way.
Yeah.
Check that out on the beach of California. I mean, hello. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Pretty cool? Come on.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, super nice. That is for sure a super nice. Some work as well for me. There you go.
Cool. Phil Dowell has sent us his Vitus Mythic?
Mythic.
So it's the 27 VRS upgraded forks, pedals, brakes, grip. Oh my God, he's upgraded everything. Fair play. The VRS was, RIP, was really well spec'd from the off.
Yeah,
I did have a ride in one of those and it was very nice. I'm going to say that's super nice.
Yeah. I like that sort of like Palmer Violet and red decals. It's nice. Nid F Nix says, sent in his Ragley Umbop 2022. I mean, we don't get enough hardcore hardtails, do we? And I don't think they even make them anymore, do they?
Well, no, because, yeah.
Ragley went under, didn't it?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah. Another bike brand. Aww.
Easy. Yeah, there we go. Super nice or nice?
Super nice hardtail, for sure.
Super, this is from Carl Sandy, and this is his Transition Sentinel Carbon. He's blinged it out with lots and lots of trick stuff. Well, actually, he hasn't got trick stuff on there yet, but I suspect that's next on the upgrade list. He's still holding on to his Mavic Crossmax front wheel, because he's destroyed the rear in Chatel. Yeah, riding Alps will destroy
everything.
Lots of wheels. But yeah. Super nice.
Oh. That bench is definitely super nice. Lewis has sent us in a Forbidden Druid, a Ooh. V1 as well, all the way from Singapore. Oh, hello, Singapore. I don't think I've ever seen it in a green. That's pretty cool. I like it.
Cool.
I think it's nice.
Nice or super nice?
It's nice.
Oh, wow. I'm taking it as super nice.
I'm more a fan of the pink and blue. But anyway, Adrian. Oh, sorry, I'm taking over.
No, you
here.
Dive in. You
Soz
go for Adrian's.
Has sent us a Trek yours. Session 8 2021 in Rage Red. The Rage, as Rich
Aura.
Would say. The Rage is building. Isn't
yeah,
that
but
what
he's
says?
In Aura in Sweden, which
oh,
was
cool.
the world champs in, I think, Nikko won. So yeah. I'm going to say it was 99, something like that. Maybe you were there.
No, he wasn't, because Adrian is 13 years old. I'm going to give his bike a super nice. Because he's shredding the parks at 13.
Very good.
Pretty cool.
Love it. If you've liked our bikes and you thought they were super nice or nice,
our
then
bikes.
Let us know.
Their bikes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but their bikes, our bikes
their
that we collected. Yeah.
Okay.
But do send them in. More bikes is always welcome, please. Please send more in. Thank you. I've very much enjoyed our tech takeover of the Dirt Shed.
Aww.
Have you?
Thanks. If you haven't had enough of us, you could always head over to GMBN Tech tomorrow and watch our show again. But for now, jump into the comments below and let us know what you think of wireless tech and whether you will be hacking your mates anytime soon.